We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. Spirit Mountain Casino. Have some real fun. And by First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Buffalo Wild Wings on this Tuesday night and all across the Beaver Sports Radio Network, where we have an extravaganza of basketball to get to tonight, Oregon State style. We'll be joined by head coach Scott Ruick of Charlie Cream's number one team in the country in bracketology and the RPI first release rankings, the number one team in the country, number four in the AP, unbeaten 8-0, the Oregon State Beaver women's basketball head coach, working on now win number 600. He's got 501 and working his way towards who knows what amount it's going to be, but it's been a while since we've had a chance to visit with Scott. So Coach Ruick will get us started tonight here on Beaver Sports Talk with a doubleheader coming up of hoops. The men at 3 o'clock on Saturday, the women playing against Utah State 7:30 Saturday night. So we hope that you're getting your tickets and we'll make it a great atmosphere for both games Saturday. BeaverTickets.com to make sure you're part of what should be an excellent day and evening of hoops at Gill Coliseum. So Coach Ruick up first, followed by, and we're honored to be joined by both Oregon State men's basketball coach Wayne Tinkle and his son Trace Tinkle here tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings. So it's a big lineup. We're going to jump right into it. We appreciate you joining us on this Tuesday night. Beaver Sports Talk with Coach Ruick, Coach Tinkle, and Trace Tinkle all coming up. Thanks for being here. Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Slocum leaves basket to our right in the second half in front of the bench. Washington at the elbow. Three-pointer, Destiny. It's perfect. Nothing but net for Destiny Slocum. She has 9 points.
That was just one of the many highlights in the most recent victory for the Oregon State women's basketball team to put the Beavers at 8-0, and an honor to welcome the head coach of the top-ranked team in bracketology and in the RPI, number 4 in the AP, getting ready to host Utah State Saturday night. That was, for Coach Ruick, a 64-32 win over Hawaii before nearly 5,000 at Gill. Win number 501 after 500 down in Miami. Coach, it's been a while since we've had a chance to visit with you. Thanks for being here tonight. And I know it's 502 you're most thinking about right now, trying to get that Saturday night. But do you pause at all, congratulations, to kind of weigh 500 wins and counting?
It was something. I had forgot. I knew it was coming before too long, and I thought about it in the offseason, and I forgot about it. Going into the weekend in Miami. And then after our Miami game, the AP reporter mentioned it to me. He says, tomorrow could be a big day for you. And I said, that's right. I forgot about that. And I said, that might jinx our game. Who knows, you know. But it did, you know, anytime you hit a milestone in anything, it causes you probably to reflect a little bit and think back on, you know, for me, just how fortunate I've been to get to do this as long as I've done it in two great schools that I've loved with so many great people, either working beside me, with me, or the players I've gotten to coach and the families we've been able to partner with in two incredible communities. And so it's just been, it's been fun, actually, to reflect back. And, man, I'm old, and and hopefully there's a lot more ahead. But it just caused me to smile on so many really memorable, awesome moments, some on the court, some off. But it's just been an awesome journey to this point with great people everywhere, and so real fortunate.
Well, congratulations. Now, the 501, 213 here at Oregon State, and just an amazing run of late at home. But I did want to, I will just say, you know, I know it's a different station, different personality, but I enjoyed a conversation you had with the columnist at the Oregonian on his radio show, John Canzano. When he asked you when you got to 500, you were on with him recently, and he took you back to, okay, 500, can you remember when number one? And you had a lot of recall about that. Tell us, tell the folks here at Buffalo Wild Wings and across our network what kind of came to mind when John asked you that question.
Well, that was an interesting time. I was 27 years old. I was an interim head coach, fighting for my life. We were already 0-2. We'd lost a three-point game at home and then went on the road, lost an overtime game at Azusa Pacific, and this was when I was at George Fox. And then here we are at Southern California College at the time, now is Vanguard College, in this little cracker box of a gym, facing another first-year head coach in Russ Davis, who is still at Vanguard and has won almost every game he's coached, it seems. He's done an incredible job. And it was a double overtime win. We lost a post player. Actually, didn't lose her, but one of my post players tore her ACL in the first overtime and played the rest of the game on it. We didn't know she did it till after we got home. That made it memorable. But just to get a double overtime win on the road in a little cracker box, I mean, you'll never forget a game like that. And I just remember running up and down the sidelines and, you know, going crazy probably before I ever gained composure back in those days. But it's been quite a journey since then.
So 500 more since then. And I guess I wonder, Coach, if there's anything, though, even from that first one and all through the years, that, you know, while you've evolved, while you're thinking your approach to the game and all of that, a lot of changes in building and learning and growing. But is there a constant through all of them that you've kind of carried with you in all 501 wins and even the losses?
Well, I think, you know, your philosophy does adapt and it changes. And we can even look at our time here in these 10 years, you know, 9-plus years at Oregon State, how we've evolved as a program systematically. I was defense-oriented from day one. It's kind of my DNA as a player, as a person. My mind goes to that side of the floor. And then the offense, I always have had a great post player. From day one, I inherited on that team two first-team all-conference posts, and so jamming the ball inside. And what's funny about that is, as a player growing up, I threw the ball to a 6'6 post player, eventually 6'6, but it seemed like he was always a head taller than everybody on our way up. And so I've been throwing the ball to the post my entire basketball life. Mm-hmm. And so those two things, posts surrounded by great guards and an emphasis on defense.
Where did the emphasis on defense come from? Who instilled that in you?
Desperation. when you are short as I am, you don't get to play basketball unless you are in perfect position, you know, at any kind of a level anyway. So I couldn't get a tip. I couldn't get a rebound that just happened to come to me. I had to work for every single thing. And so I learned to be a really good position defender because that was my only chance to be on the floor, you know, and that was just through high school. And so I think that taught me that. I think it must be a personality trait as well to learn to stop other people from doing what they want to do. That's kind of fun to frustrate them. And, yeah. You know, our game the other night was a great example of this team's first experience of really locking a team down for the first time, which was really fun for me. It was one of my favorite. Well, it was. That was my favorite game of the year so far.
Yeah. No, it was a 64-32 win, and you held them to 11 points through the middle quarters, outscoring the Waheny 33-11, a six-point quarter, a five-point quarter. And the first thing when we were listening to a highlight a few minutes ago, you said defense. So that's been consistent through all the years. What did you see happening with your team with respect to their defensive effort in this game? You're 8-0, all the high, lofty rankings and all of that, but that you really liked against Hawaii.
Yeah, well, we've had a really steep learning curve. We have, you know, starting two freshmen in the lineup. The WNIT tournament to start the year put some added pressure in those games. It just felt different than the normal first four games of the year. Certainly playing two ranked teams in that, in DePaul and Missouri State. And then through going down to Miami and playing Miami on their home floor, and, you know, let alone the USA game. So offense has, I mean, just how to get from this end to that end and how to find shots and how to survive. And it's felt a bit like survival to this point with this team, losing Taya, bringing Kat back. Their lineups are adjusting, a lot of different changes. And so the other night against Hawaii, I just felt like it was the first time we really focused and I had them locked in on the defensive side of the ball. And they understood the importance of it. We didn't like the way we played against Liberty, you know, and so their attention was sharp the full week of practice. And so we were so accurate and so gritty on that defensive end, and they got to feel kind of that dominating feeling that you get when the other team just can't even get a good shot up.
You know, Coach, you take nothing for granted in these things. Anybody can get you if you don't come focused and ready to work. I was just told in my ear by Shelley that fourth-ranked Maryland lost to unranked Penn State on the men's side tonight. I mean, anything can happen on a given night. And yet I felt, and you said you weren't pleased with how you played at Liberty generally, down five at halftime, down early, not making shots. But that's also kind of a program win, is it not, to be able just to weather it, deal with it, veteran players, even younger players coming through, finding a way when you weren't playing well to win?
I was really proud of them. I mean, at halftime, the way we played, you would expect a coach to be upset. You know, and we couldn't have played much worse. A lot of credit goes to Liberty. They played an excellent game. You know, that's a tournament team year in and year out, it seems, and a coach that's been around for a long time and has won a ton of games. And so they had a great system. I knew that. And so we're going into a gym. We played Miami day one, and so that's the ranked team, and then you're playing Liberty day two. We counted 36 people in the gym outside of the two teams that day. No one was there. It was a, you know, Thanksgiving weekend, a neutral site game, and so there was no atmosphere, and so we were just flat. And at halftime, though, you're like, this is kind of understandable. And so what can we do to correct this and get back to being us? But there was a timeout in the second quarter where I'm like, if we don't snap out of this and we don't start playing right, we're going to be down 20 at half. And I don't know if we can come back from that. Right. And so we got it to five. But you're right. That was one of those growing lessons on what we need to pay attention to before the game, make sure we're ready no matter the circumstance. And we always say that. It doesn't matter where or when or who you're playing. You play your game and you play to your ability every game. We practice the same way. Every day, doesn't matter if it's a 6 a.m. shoot around, you know, or an 8 p.m. shoot around or practice when you arrive at a site. So this team grew up a lot that weekend, and that was a great lesson, like you mentioned, moving forward.
Before we break and come back and talk a little bit more about some of your, we haven't had too many chances yet in this context to talk. I'm interested about Kennedy Brown having kind of a breakout game, shooting the ball from deep and some other into, you know, kind of some personnel stuff with your team. But final thing before we go to break in this segment, Coach, what do you do with, since everybody knows what I have already announced and all the Beaver Nation knows, that you're number one in the RPI, number one in Charlie Cream's bracketology, and you're number four in the country. What do you do with all of that with your team right now from day to day? They know it too, obviously.
Well, what's really crazy is the game we just talked about, was it was so ironic. We fly back from Miami on an early Sunday morning flight. We arrive here around noon. We got into Corvallis, I think, 2:30 or something like that day. And that was the day that we became number one in Charlie Cream's deal for the first time and all this hype. And we felt like we lost. I mean, we're coming off a game where we're like, I think we're terrible, you know, and we all just felt so bad after that game because we knew we played below our ability level. And so it's like, you know, and then the next day in practice, we actually practiced that next day. And that was the conversation. I put a graphic up of a picture of Bill Belichick, something that he has in the Patriots workout facility that just said, don't believe the hype and don't feed it. And so I said, how do we feel right now? All this stuff is happening out there. None of it matters. You know, of course, it's great because you don't want to lose. And so we're 8-0 or 7-0 at the time. Those things are going to happen to you. You're going to move up in polls. Those things are going to happen. But it means nothing at this point. We haven't played a game yet that truly matters in the end. We haven't gotten to Pac-12 yet. And so let's just keep getting better and focus on the details. And so we're where we want to be, no question. So I've never shied away from rankings or those talks. It's just let's deal with it in reality.
Thank you for that, Coach. We'll take a break and come back and talk more about the Oregon State women's basketball team. Utah State Saturday night at 7:30 at Gill Coliseum. Wayne and Trace Tinkle still to come tonight here at Buffalo Wild Wings on Beaver Sports Talk. More coming up on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The Vet Ticks program at Oregon State is presented by 10 Barrel Brewing Company. 10 Barrel and Oregon State are proud to provide tickets to veterans throughout the athletic year, which helps reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, build lifelong memories, and encourage service members and veterans to stay engaged with local communities and American life. To learn more or to register for the program, please visit vetticks.org. 10 Barrel Brewing Company, official craft beer of Oregon State Athletics. Please drink responsibly.
Join thousands of Beaver fans who have discovered how Oregon State Credit Union can help turn your financial goals into fantastic realities. We offer competitive rates, personalized service, and honest financial advice to help you get greater control over your finances. Join today and do more with your money. Visit us at OregonStateCU.com. Oregon State Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of Oregon State Athletics.
Hey, Beavs fans, have you noticed the OSU athletic facilities got a facelift over the summer? Yep, our good friends at Infinity Images created, printed, and built all the graphics you see on game day. Infinity Images will take your idea from a napkin sketch to a larger-than-life experience with their grand format printing capabilities. No matter what the size, scale, or ask might be, from design to install, they have you covered. Get the ball rolling. Head over to InfinityImages.com. Go Beavs!
Want to look your best on game day? Then make sure to visit The Barbers. For over 20 years, The Barbers have been providing top-notch haircuts with an old-school barbershop experience. Great haircuts done by the best barbers in the business and a price that won't break your pocketbook. At The Barbers, we are proud to be able to serve customers from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington. Go to thebarbersonline.com to find a location near you. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts and proudly supporting Beaver Athletics. Go Beavs!
We've all put ourselves in potentially unsafe situations, whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in a badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. Let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Strike Light is here to help you approach every day with confidence. With a heavy-duty shell that takes the form of a high-intensity flashlight combined with the protection of a loud stun arc, the Strike Light is a trusted companion to take anywhere you go. Visit strikelight.taser.com and use the code SAFETY for a $99 Strike Light. That's code SAFETY at strikelight.taser.com.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Every week, we'll be hosting a new Beaver sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will cover the most recent news about Oregon State athletics. We'll share our opinions and provide an inside look you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast.
We want to thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with the associate partners La Crosse and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go, Go Beavs!
Manning gets it. Long pass inside to Jones. Jones right-hand corner, Simmons. Back out to Manning for a three-pointer. She knocks down the three ball. Noel Manning, the rainbow three.
Well, and you can hear Beaver Nation celebrating that. A great moment for Noel. And we, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, two of the biggest recruits that have ever come into the program in Kennedy and Taylor here in a moment. But what was that moment like just to hear Beaver Nation respond and for Noel to walk on to hit a shot like that in that game?
Yeah, and that was her second one. I mean, this kid is fearless, and it's her birthday today, by the way. So we just got done singing happy birthday to her and celebrating with her at practice. And so Noel has come into our program, fit in incredibly well, like just a perfectly. She's joyful. She's just like a happy kid, but she is an ultimate competitor. I mean, she's got just a toughness about her that is inspiring, honestly. And so for her to go in and phase any of us, that she knocks shots down, because she does it every day, you know, and she's playing three guard positions because we're moving around to whatever we need. And so she's become, you know, a utility player for us. And so when that ball went down, both of them, you know, just put smiles on your faces. And, of course, Beaver Nation loves a walk-on.
Let's talk a little bit in our last few minutes about Kennedy Brown. I noted listening to some of the game that she – it looked like, you know, for whatever has been going on prior to Hawaii, she had been 4-for-25 from beyond the three-point line and then goes 4-for-6 in one game. How important was that for her? And was the 4-for-25, were they pretty good looks that just didn't go in, or what?
They were great looks. And, you know, if she couldn't shoot, there's no way she'd have 25 attempts. I can tell you that. And so it's just been a matter of time. Kennedy is a three-point shooter. She always has been. It's part of her game. But our line's a little further. The game's a little bit faster. And she's been thrown to the wolves. I mean, without Taya, Kennedy's carrying a heavy load, playing both the 4 and the 5. And so that part of her game, you know, it has just taken time to adapt. She hit a huge 3 against Miami. That was one of the biggest shots of that game. After halftime, they didn't guard her. They just sagged off, and they saw her numbers, dared her to shoot. She missed, I think, 3 or 4 in the first half, and then came out, and I challenged her and Maddie, the two people playing the fours. They didn't guard either of them. Maddie scored a couple times, though, from closer in, and then Kennedy came out and took that challenge at halftime and just buried a 3 the first possession of the second half. And so that was that game. Well, she came in here the other night, and, you know, our system is built on spacing. We love to have a 4 that can shoot the ball, and she hit 2, I think, in the first quarter the other night, and it was just so happy for her. You know, you knew it was going to happen sooner or later, but just to find that confidence, find that range, and look comfortable shooting them, because that just completes her game.
Yeah. Well, a big night for her. There are a couple of other individuals to talk about and close with a thought about Michaela, because Michaela Pivick is almost to the point that it's her floor game and everything she does can almost be taken for granted with all of the excitement about Kennedy and Taylor and Destiny Slocum the other night. 10 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, heck of a floor game. Taylor Jones, 5-for-6 from the field, strong game. So, but here's Michaela all the while, 11 points, 7 rebounds, and just rock solid.
And, well, you didn't mention Aaliyah Goodman.
Yeah.
And her half-court shots and shooting 80% from three, yeah, or whatever Aaliyah's shooting. And
seems like
you didn't mention Kat, you know,
right,
and the story of Kat coming back.
We had both Aaliyah and Kat last week here, and we had a good time talking about their amazing
stories. I can
stories.
Only imagine how, yeah, much better a time it was. Yeah, I'm just teasing.
But it was fun.
No, I was happy they could, yeah, fill in for us. And, yeah. They're incredible people, but what you just said about Mick is true. It's easy for all of us. She does so many things so well, so consistently, that as a coach, you just lean on it. It's just going to happen. And she's going to get that offensive rebound. She's going to get that defensive rebound. She's going to, when we need a bucket, she's going to find a way to get it. Up against the shot clock, she's going to find a way, no matter how many pivots it takes, to get that shot up on the rim and probably in. And so, sometimes I have to do it myself, just sit back and go, my gosh, what a joy it is to be this kid's coach. And it doesn't take me long to get there. It's just a feeling you always have, but it's nice. I mean, sometimes you just want to reflect on how special it is, you know, and so she just continues to fill the stat sheet, and her rebounding this year, you know, we thought it's been good, and it's even better now. And so we're seeing the benefit of the off-season training that she's done, getting ready for USA Basketball experience last spring, where she trained solely basketball, left the long run distance running that she'd always done out, and just focused on explosiveness. And now she is so quick to the ball. I mean, it's like something I've never seen. And so she has a chance to, I think, be our rebounding leader in the history of our program.
That's amazing.
As a 5'10", 5'10" guard. It's unbelievable.
Final thing, and we'll close on this, just simply on Michaela, not only your game, but named the Institute for Sport and Social Justice's Playmaker of the Month. That title doesn't encompass everything about her, but it moves towards kind of describing what she's all about as a person.
Complete person. Example for everyone. Our practice ended today after we sang to Noel. We had a special guest at our practice today as well, and we introduced her. And then Mick ends it with, hey, by the way, there's a community service opportunity tomorrow, you know, in town, where we're going to be serving pizza to the youth of our town, the underprivileged youth. And that's normal.
Yeah.
I mean, you could take that for granted. And so she's providing opportunities to serve every day, let alone getting her 3.96 or 3.98 or whatever it is. And so she's a joy for all of us. And, you know, it's a privilege for all of us to get to be a part of her experience.
Well, Coach, thank you for articulating that. Thank you for being here tonight. We won't see you until we roll into 2020 in a few weeks, and a few more wins added on, another trip to Maui coming. We certainly look forward to more conversations here, but it's nice to connect with you again. We look forward to another great atmosphere Saturday night, 7:30 at Gill against Utah State. Let's hear it for head coach Scott Ruick
as we
wrap up
the first half
of Beaver Sports Talk. Thank you, Coach. We'll be back with the Tinkles, one at a time. Scheffler told me who's first. I can't remember. That was a long time ago. It'll be Trace, and we'll have Coach Tinkle close it out. Great to have you with us. Buffalo Wild Wings with Trace Tinkle next on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes. Made with fully roasted tri-color baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
When you were a kid, time seems to drag.
Then suddenly you're 15, and it's completely different. You go from singing soprano to bass, and you grow a foot taller overnight.
But you get through it. I did. Good thing I've had routine physicals along the way. And with my Pacific Source Health Plan, they don't cost a thing. $0 for a routine physical and other preventive care services. And I have zero problems with that.
$0 routine physicals. Just another way Pacific Source Health Plans puts members first. Find a plan at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to score one for your family's fire safety. Smoke alarms lose effectiveness over time. Check that your smoke alarms are less than 10 years old. Make sure to have working smoke alarms on every level of your home, including the basement, inside each bedroom, and in the hallway outside the sleeping areas. And be sure to test your alarms regularly and change the batteries when necessary. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
This is Sean George of George Packing Company, the nation's largest hazelnut processor. We thank Oregon State University for their help saving our Oregon hazelnut industry. When a tree disease threatened to wipe out orchards, Oregon State University teamed up with family farmers to find solutions. Today, hazelnuts are the fastest growing part of Oregon's agriculture economy. Please join George Packing in celebrating our longstanding partnership with OSU, and go Beavs!
First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Community Hero Program. Throughout the year, Beaver Nation has been submitting their community hero stories, and First Interstate Bank wants to give a special thank you to Angie Cooch. Angie was nominated by her coworker Stephanie. Angie is not only an outstanding administrator for the Yokes at Lebanon Assistant Living and Retirement Community, but she also goes above and beyond every year to raise money and awareness for the Alzheimer's Association and give back to her community. Thank you, Angie, from First Interstate Bank, proud partners of Beaver Athletics.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at Beef, It's What's For Dinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Feeds right of the lane for an air ball thrown up by Trey Wood. Taken out of the air by Gianni Hunt. Accelerates front court to the left wing to Trace for three. Good shot. And welcome in the man who just drained that, as he's been doing so on a very consistent basis. It is a pleasure to welcome the Pac-12 scoring leader, the Pac-12's assist to turnover leader. Please join me in welcoming the Beavers team leader, Trace Tinkle, tonight to Buffalo Wild Wings here on the Beaver Sports Network. Trace, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys doing? How are you doing kind of with this, all this extra time? It feels like an eternity since you last played. You finally play again Saturday. What are you guys kind of as a team? What are you doing individually? I mean, how's the time been all this time waiting to play again?
No, it's been good. Definitely, ready to get back out there. But I don't think we're going to have a time like this to where, we use this time to get fresh again, both physically, mentally, with finals this week. Things have been stressful, but, they give us a good job, giving us days off, and we're also, ready to get back out there. We've been focused. We've had really good practices, and now, we're just ready to finish the preseason and then get into conference.
You've had a very good preseason. You're sitting at 7-1 and just had, a few minute stretch against Oklahoma. I mean, you're in the game almost the entire game. So how do you feel about where you are, Trace, as a leader on the team, and just kind of where you are going into Arkansas Pine Bluff Saturday at 7-1.
Yeah, I like where we stand. Obviously, like you said, we dropped one against Oklahoma, which we, could have had and should have had, but we learned from it and we grew from it. And, we've also won games where we haven't been our best. So we've been tested a lot. We rise up to the occasion. So I like where we're at, taking one game at a time. And we have a tough road trip coming up, so handle one Saturday and then, make the most out of Texas and then come back, I think, December 29th and finish off strong before Pac-12 starts.
You mentioned, you've had games, some challenges away. Coach Ruick talked about the 36 people in the game in Miami against Liberty. I think it was a little bit more than that in Vegas for the San Jose State game. But not a whole lot more. You guys had to generate, and I thought you were amazing as a team that night, without much enthusiasm, atmosphere in the building. I mean, you just played a dominating game and won that up by 45, won by 35. How did you guys kind of generate the enthusiasm and the pace at which you played?
Yeah, I was a little nervous, to be honest. It's obviously our team feeds off that energy, especially at Gill. But even it's fun to play at away games where, it's just loud and it makes it, a fun experience. But looking out there, family members, and that's really about it. We knew it was going to be tough, but we had to stay locked in. The coaches touched upon it. And then looked over at the bench. I remember, I think, by the first media timeout, and we even had guys on the bench doing cheers, kind of just trying to make the energy. And I think we had a really good defensive stretch. And I think a lot of it was just caused from, that right there. Guys just trying to get us focused, fired up, just trying to be the loudest in the room to, get us to play our game.
What does that say, Trace? And I agree. That was fun to watch. You just took that thing over with an absolutely stifling, dominating defensive stretch leading to runouts and dunks. But what does it say about the maturation of the team and where you guys kind of are blending in new players, freshmen, transfers?
But the veteran core that you kind of take responsibility to set the tone for everybody else, that you really did that night in Vegas, I thought.
Yeah, that's what, you know, our starting five before every single tip-off says to each other. We huddle up right before, you know, we go out there and jump and say, you know, let's set the tone. They're going to follow our lead, and so we have to play hard. And they're going to look to us because, you know, we have the most experience. We have so much depth to where if someone gets tired, we can throw someone in, and then, you know, they're going to bring a ton of energy, give it their best. Like guys like Gianni, Sean, you know, Jared, all those guys, you know, they're eager, you know, they're ready to get out there. When they do, they've been making positive impacts for us, and so I just got to keep that going. And again, I think a lot of it is just from the coaches and then us showing them, you know, what it takes to win, and obviously that's what we all want to do. So,
you know, Trace, the highlight that we played, it's not accidental necessarily that it was a three on the wing in transition. You just seem so comfortable more than ever. I mean, you've always been a good shooter, but you've taken it up another level. Tell me what's gone on, even with the line back 17 inches, it seems like you're shooting it better than ever. So what do you see that as a function of?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, I've been more confident in myself. You know, I felt like I was always capable of doing that, but either it's just in my head and, you know, just tightening up little things on my shot. You know, I worked a ton in the off season with my dad, Coach Rupp, you know, primarily just to focus things up, being shot ready, get it off quicker, and, you know, just less wasted motion, as well as just getting easier shots, you know, like you said, in that call. Gianni pushes it up the court, finds me on the wing, you know, that's more of that to where I'm open and have open looks. So playing with guys that can get me open instead of, you know, where maybe times in the past it was me having to try to create and shooting tough shots, but playing with guys that, you know, can make plays for themselves and others, you know, frees everybody up, including myself, and so it's making it a lot easier for me.
This young man is shooting 48% from three-point range so far here in the 2019-20 season. Trace, I'll ask your head coach about this here in a few minutes. Wayne will be joining us here in a bit. But as a veteran leader, you know, I'm curious to know from your perspective, to go where you want to go, and you've got a game at home, 3 o'clock Saturday, Arkansas Pine Bluff. You mentioned the big week on the road in Texas, two very challenging games there. What do you see as the things that you've liked, but just is there an area or two you hope to kind of clean up using this practice time to work on certain areas?
Yeah, one thing I can tell you easily, our ball pressure and rebounding. You know, I think that's been a weakness in a couple of our games. And, you know, we have the athletes and the toughness to climb up on the ball and make it harder for the dribbler. And then there's a ton of games where we've given up too many offensive rebounds, been out-rebounded. We still got the win. But, you know, that we say it's going to catch up to us when we get into conference and we're playing bigger teams. And so that's definitely been our biggest focus. And, you know, we're drilling it every single day in practice, just to, you know, try to make it a habit. Because, you know, I think we have the ability to. Now it's just, you know, putting our mind to it and then just, you know, really seeing it on film and seeing that it is a weakness. And, you know, like I said, every mistake we've made in a game, we've watched film, we came back, and we've corrected it. And so, you know, I like where we're at, and I'm very confident that, you know, we'll do the same with those two.
I like, you know, we'll close with this, Trace, and then bring your dad up here to close the show here at Buffalo Wild Wings. I know that after the game against Portland State, I remember, I mean, you guys won the game. You were up 19. I mean, I liked a lot of what I saw in the game, but I know your dad. I mean, others were talking about the things you just touched on, about rebounding and ball pressure. And Portland State's a kind of a tough team. They were scrappy. Your dad last week gave them credit. Mm-hmm. But the thing I liked most about that game is when things did tighten up, you, Ethan, I mean, you veteran guys just kind of took hold of it, but you also had two freshmen on the floor late. That's a pretty good mix, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Again, you know, I think it goes to practicing what you preach. You know, seeing guys like Ethan, I'd be out there being confident. It feeds the younger guys. And obviously the game's not perfect and everybody makes mistakes, but it's either, you know, just trying to get it back on the defensive end or, you know, getting stops, you know, finding a different way to, you know, make up for your error. And I feel like that's a lot of what we have with, you know, some of the new guys. If they make a mistake, they're not going to hang their head. They're going to try to get it back for us. But, yeah, I mean, Portland State was very scrappy. And, you know, we watched film. We saw that we needed to clean that up. And, you know, it's very obvious, too, when you watch it the next day. It doesn't seem like in the heat of the moment. But it's very obvious, you know, when we watch it on film. And, you know, we really see, you know, what we could have done wrong or better that we did wrong.
Well, it's been a fun season so far, Trace. I'm looking forward to all that's going to unfold the rest of the way. Appreciate you coming down here. A shout-out to Beaver Nation for Saturday, 3 o'clock. Not only you love the energy at home and what the fans provide, but it's also the teddy bear toss game. So come out, make sure you bring your stuffed animals, teddy bears, toss those things out there. That'll help brighten the holiday season for a lot of youngsters in the area. That's been a fun and annual event. And you're never up there when that happens. You guys are safe, but you got to kind of take cover a little bit when those things start coming out of the stands. But after being almost 2 weeks away, how excited are you to play before Beaver Nation Saturday afternoon?
Well, I'm excited. You know, we always say it's the best place in the country. You know, best college town in the Pac-12, best fans, makes us play better. And, you know, it's just a fun experience for everybody. So hope to see everyone out there.
Trace, thanks a lot. Thanks for taking time for us. Congratulations on the great start leading the conference in scoring. It's Trace Tinkle. We come back with more. In fact, Wayne Tinkle joins us next from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The Oregon State men's basketball team returns to legendary Gill Coliseum this November. Be there as returners Trace Tinkle, Ethan Thompson, and Kyler Kelly battle through an impressive schedule that will surely be filled with exciting big moments. Come experience the Beavers in one of the most exciting atmospheres in college sports.
Trace attacks the basket, off the glass, it counts, he's fouled!
Catch every game this year when you get season tickets starting at just $99. Call 541-737-2050 or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Whether it is OSU game day or you're getting ready for OSU game day, make sure Dairy Mart is on your playlist. With 44 neighborhood locations throughout the Willamette Valley, Dairy Mart has everything you'll need for a great game. Beer and pop, iced, chips, healthy, fresh-to-go snacks, even hot deli items, and your favorite Lockmead dairy products. Stop into your local Dairy Mart and get what you really want for Beavers
Dairy
game day.
Dairy Mart is here, man. Dairy Mart's right here.
Fast, real fast.
Join thousands of Beaver fans who have discovered how Oregon State Credit Union can help turn your financial goals into fantastic realities. We offer competitive rates, personalized service, and honest financial advice to help you get greater control over your finances. Join today and do more with your money. Visit us at OregonStateCU.com. Oregon State Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of Oregon State Athletics.
At The Barbers, we're proud to serve customers from Oregon and Southwest Washington. And 2019 marks our 20th year in business. When it comes to men's grooming, nothing beats a true barbershop experience. Done by the best barbers in the business at prices that won't break your pocketbook. We're open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. Call ahead to minimize your wait and secure your favorite barber. With 34 locations, come see why over 50,000 customers a month choose The Barbers. Go to thebarbersonline.com to find a location near you. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts.
And that's how I think you're going to get the lowest toner and maintenance costs across your network.
Excellent. Let's try it again.
Yeah.
Can you not do the whistle thing?
Nope. It's my favorite part.
Are you a driven, ambitious college grad looking for a job on a world-class team with the best sales training in the country? Come to Pacific Office Automation. Don't settle for just a job. Start a career. Apply at pacificoffice.com/careers. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Hey, Beavs fans, have you noticed the OSU athletic facilities got a facelift over the summer? Yep, our good friends at Infinity Images created, printed, and built all the graphics you see on game day. Infinity Images will take your idea from a napkin sketch to a larger-than-life experience with their grand format printing capabilities. No matter what the size, scale, or ask might be, from design to install, they have you covered. Get the ball rolling. Head over to InfinityImages.com. Go Beavs!
Ahead to Trace, one hands it in, left wing. Throws it to the trail man, Ethan Thompson. Ethan puts it on the deck, comes into the paint. Diagonals to Trace for three. Good shot. Good again. That was Trace Tinkle continuing to shoot at that 48% clip. And we certainly enjoyed the conversation with Trace and look forward to closing the show tonight with the head coach. Please join me in welcoming men's basketball coach Wayne Tinkle to Buffalo Wild Wings on this Tuesday night. Good evening, coach.
Good evening, buddy. Good to be with you.
Kind of, you know, I talked to Coach Ruick about Michaela Pivick and kind of taking her for granted in a lot of things that she does. I have to admit there are times I do the same with the guy that was just up here in terms of what the production in so many different areas night in and night out.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the way he impacts the game in a lot of different ways. Sometimes, unfairly, I think because he's the coach's, you know, son, just kind of take it for granted or look past it, but we know how valuable he is. His teammates do. The thing that's really a joy for me from the coach and the dad side is how much he's enjoying playing with this group and how confident he is in them. And you see it out there. And, now you've got more players making plays for him, much like, you know, GP2 in his first year. And that's what really helps develop great chemistry and his confidence in guys like Jared already or Gianni he mentioned. Roman, so it's neat to see, and it's neat to see that he's in a really good place, with his mindset and how he's approaching the games.
Coach, you were here last week, and we were talking about the long stretch ahead, getting ready for another game, and it still feels like it's a ways out there, Saturday afternoon at 3:00. But how has the time been for you and the team?
I think it's been really good, valuable. We've been able to get some guys with some nicks and scrapes, some rest, and we've gotten some recruiting in as a staff, but it was, I'm telling you, we had Saturday, Sunday off, and I don't think I've ever had a weekend off in early to mid-December, so I think it's going to be a positive. We didn't run our guys into the ground. Like I said, we used it wisely to get them some rest, but then now back this week, getting into some defensive things, some rebounding things, Trace touched on. To now kind of tighten things up as we get closer to conference play.
You know, he touched on it, as did you last week, the win over Portland State. It does feel like kind of ancient history now in some ways, but I could tell by the way he took ownership, and he said, well, you certainly pointed things out on film about things you can do better, and do you feel like the guys recognize it and have responded well to that?
Oh, for sure. And I mean, let's remember, we were up 19, ready to blow that game open.
Right.
I probably made some substitutions and took too many of our veteran guys out, and they made a nice run and made it interesting. We never felt at risk, even though late it was a 4-point game or whatever, but, they're a scrappy team. We learned from it because we should have delivered that knockout blow like we did in several of those other games. But on the other side of it, it was really good to have that kind of an experience where you've got a game, a team makes a run, now you've got to finish it off at the end, albeit with a couple of freshmen on. So I think that's going to be a valuable experience for us moving forward. Yeah.
Coach, Arkansas Pine Bluff, Saturday, 3:00. Just to get back in front of Gil, the opportunities are so few. The clock ticks, keeps on ticking. I mean, it's hard to believe that I'm looking at your son. I remember those early days where you talk about when he first got here, your first year. But any day you take the floor, Gil, is a special one, and that includes Saturday afternoon. Arkansas Pine Bluff will come in ready to play you hard.
No, for sure. They've been very competitive. It hasn't reflected in a ton of wins, but, you look at what we did to San Jose State, and, we were up 45 with 12 minutes to go. We pulled all of our starters. They never went back in. They almost beat San Diego State. San Diego State had to throw in a buzzer beater from 3, and San Diego State's ranked yesterday when they opened up the paper. They battled Utah State. So anybody in this dang game can get you if you're not ready to go for 40 minutes. We've got a chance, like you said, to get back into Gil after a 13-day break and take another step forward. That's all we keep saying to the guys. Let's take another step forward as we build this thing. And, hopefully we'll be good there. And then, we've got the challenging road trip to Texas before the Christmas break. So an interesting week and a half here, and we're excited to be getting it started at Gil. It should be a great atmosphere, another doubleheader for the fans and all that, and an exciting time for sure. And you mentioned it. The fact that it's December 10th already is crazy. It just seemed like it was August. So you try to warn your guys and tell them to take advantage of every day because it flies by. And we're right in the middle of that for sure. So our guys will be ready to go. We'll be rested, but there might be a few minutes of rust early, but it's not going to be for lack of effort or focus. And another good chance to get better in a game opportunity situation and then move forward as we head to Texas.
We take a break and come back and wrap it up with a final segment with head coach Wayne Tinkle from Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for joining us on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Lights are on, doors are open, and we're getting ready to set foot on the hardwood. As we gear up for a new season of basketball in the Pac-12 Conference, we've got you covered with all your favorite teams and endless action on and off the court, from the coast to the mountains. Not to mention pregame and postgame coverage jam-packed with analysis you won't want to miss. Catch game coverage live on Pac-12 Network or download and watch anytime on Pac-12 Now.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's time for the return of Oregon State Baseball. Follow your favorite baseball team to warm and sunny Surprise, Arizona, and catch the first pitch of the 2020 season, February 14th through the 17th, when the Beavers take on BYU, Gonzaga, and New Mexico in the College Baseball Classic. Special OSU fan ticket, hotel, and attraction deals are now available. Visit SurpriseStadium.com or call 623-222-2222 for more information. For statewide travel info, go to VisitArizona.com.
High-quality organic food should be available to everyone at a better value. That's why Safeway offers O Organics. Hundreds of USDA-certified organic products exclusively in our stores. From fruits and vegetables to chicken and olive oil and frozen treats to baby food, you'll find a huge selection of organic items for the whole family at Safeway. Food you feel good about eating and serving. Look for O Organics products throughout Safeway. O Organics. Organic for all.
Welcome back. Our last couple of minutes with head coach Wayne Tinkle. We talked about Trace and the amazing season he's having, and Kyler Kelly back at it again, coach, leading the nation in block shots, continuing to be a force.
Yeah, he does a great job, and we were talking in our staff meeting this morning. We're like, is that a little bit like your safety in football leading you in tackles when you got the leading, right, you know, shot blocker? It means you're not guarding the ball maybe very well, but no. He's done a good job there, and he's just got great anticipation skills. We know he's long and athletic. Now the big thing for us moving forward for Kyler's development is now let's have that same tenacity going and rebounding the ball. I mean, he's a guy that's just, he has to get 9, 10, 11 rebounds a game for us. And a little bit of his lack of size, but, you know, we're like, I don't know that you even need to box out. You're so long, just go get it, you know, and go get the ball. And so it's something we've been really focusing on. He's been really good in practice. Now he's got to carry it over to the game on both ends because he's a guy that can get us some offensive boards as well.
Well, we're down. The music tells us we're down to our last 30 seconds, Coach. It's been too long. I don't know if Scheffler's done the research. Has there ever been this long of a stretch between games?
Yes, year two. Had the same end of regular preseason and then opener league.
Thank you, Doc, for that. I'll get to the details later from Sean. Coach, thanks for being here tonight again.
Appreciate all the best. It. Happy holidays.
See you Saturday at 3, a doubleheader this Saturday at Gill Coliseum on the Beaver Sports Network. So long, everybody.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. And by Spirit Mountain Casino. Spirit Mountain Casino is a proud partner of Oregon State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.